And welcome to another Mystical Perspective. This Mystical Perspective is based on a book by Dr. Paul Leon Master, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, Practical, Mystical, and Spiritual Inspiration Applied to Your Life. It's 130 pages, and I've been going through it over the last 6 months. Actually, maybe even more than that. I'm up to page 65 here. Take a page a week, meditate on it, reflect on it, write about it, and then share that with you here. Also, you can go to metaphysics.com. Dr. Paul Leon Masters founded the Metaphysics and University of Metaphysics and University of Sedona, and it started some 50 years ago. And metaphysics.com has these lectures and a lot of information you can find there. We're going to be talking today about powerizing happiness. This is a huge subject, very big subject. And we're going to be doing the affirmations on this first and then talk some on it, starting with the affirmation reality. I spiritually recognize that lasting happiness is not as a result of fortune, fame, power, or anything limited by the transitory and temporary nature of human life or physical reality alone. And this is so true. I've known many, many wealthy people, famous people, and it's sad that many of them really were not happy, because you'd look at them and think they have everything in the world to be happy about, and all of that stuff didn't make them happy. So repeating this affirmation, I spiritually recognize that lasting happiness is not as a result of fortune, fame, power, or anything limited by the transitory and temporary nature of human life or physical reality alone. The next affirmation is lasting. I acknowledge that the only thing that is lasting is the eternal. And if I am to have lasting happiness, it must be associated and one with eternal happiness. So again, reflecting on the transitory nation, you know, the nature of our whole being is transitory, right? But spirit is eternal. And when you're at peace and you have that amazing, I'd say it's a bliss of being in the center of the presence, that can be lasting, although your daily situation can definitely be temporary. It is. So repeating this, it goes, I acknowledge that the only thing that is lasting is the eternal. And if I'm to have lasting happiness, it must be associated and one with eternal happiness. Because all things do pass, right? And those are the things. The eternal presence is next. I recognize that eternal presence is absolute reality existing everywhere. And as I am part of everything, it exists in me. And again, reflecting on this just for a second, there is this unbelievable eternal presence available in every single atom. There is this one force that is in everything. And we can recognize that presence, which is eternal, and that exists everywhere. So repeating, I recognize that eternal presence is absolutely reality and existing everywhere. And as I am part of everything, it exists in me. And the next one is meditation. Through my daily practice of meditation, I open my body, mind, and soul to the energy, beingness of eternal presence or absolute reality, which is my intuition interpreting as God within myself. So we always talk about the importance of meditation. This is a daily practice. It's not a one-time, one-week thing. It's every day meditating and getting to the depth of your soul, right? And to that presence and the absolute reality. And that's a lifetime of work. You know, it's a lifetime of refocusing on that presence. So repeating this affirmation, through my daily practice of meditation, I open my body, mind, and soul to the energy beingness of eternal presence or absolute reality, which my intuition interprets as God within myself. We'll be talking more about this because it is that God within that can allow you to be happy. The next one's realization. I realize that God or eternal presence and absolute reality is lasting happiness. And let's do that again. I realize that God or eternal presence and absolute reality is lasting happiness. The next one is oneness. I recognize that to the degree that I am one with God's presence within me, to the same measure do I experience lasting happiness. And again, here it is really important to understand where we focus our mind and what we identify with. Are we identifying with the transitory thoughts, the ego, and illusion, or are we able to experience the oneness with God? Repeating oneness here, I recognize that to the degree that I am one with God's presence within me, to the same measure do I experience lasting happiness. And the last one is contentment. My lasting happiness is as a result of an ongoing awareness of my oneness with God's presence within me, which provides lasting contentment for my soul. Well, those are the affirmations. And moving along to talk a little bit about His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who's written many books on happiness and talks about it quite a bit in his lectures. He says, since our goal and the purpose of life is happiness, what is happiness? He says, consider the case of humans who feel no physical threats. They have a happy, comfortable life, good friends, salary, and name. But even then, we notice that some millionaires, for example, who feel they are an important part of society, but often these people as persons are very unhappy persons. On a few occasions, I have met very rich, influential people who showed a very troubled sense that they deep inside were not happy. So what is important to have, he feels, and I agree, compassion and affection. He says they help the brain to function more smoothly. Secondarily, compassion gives us inner strength. It gives us self-confidence and reduces fear, which in turn keeps our mind calm. Therefore, compassion has two functions. It causes our brain to function better and brings inner strength. He says, these then are the causes of happiness. He says, whenever I give talks, I say that we modern people think too much of external development. If we pay attention only to that level, that's not enough. Genuine happiness and satisfaction must come from within. And some of us don't even know how we would define happiness. Sometimes we think of happiness, there's many forms of it. There's a happiness you feel when you're first in love. There's a happiness when you get a gift or buy something that you really like. That's the transitory happiness. You know, all of that happiness changes. Something you bought 2 or 3 or 4 years ago probably doesn't bring you the same happiness it did when you bought it, right? And it could be the same for relationship. I mean, that changes, right? So let's right now call upon that divine force that we have within us to create a life where you can become whole, to step into your bliss and open your heart to receive happiness. Be happy to be alive. Find happiness in all the magical moments of life that occur. Maybe it's watching the sunset. Maybe it's watching the clouds. Maybe it's watching children at play. Be aware of the times when that smile comes to your face, how the whole energy of your body changes. Allow yourself to smile often. Let's say a prayer for happiness. Lord, help me to find the bliss that is alive in God's presence. Remind me that I can always call upon it, for God's essence is in my soul, and spirit is in all creation to know, and the oh-so-subtle stirrings of that energy can shift, and the flickering of light's kiss can lift that heart right up there to song of the one love and the light of bliss. For the presence is alive and it knows my eternal fate. It's written in the stars for me to claim who I am, and that I can make. And we have to ask ourselves, what are we waiting for? Why can't we meet this inner force right here, right now, and discover our true power? The power that we have to change our life course, our attitude. That I am that I am holds the key to open up the door to happiness right here and right now. So ask yourself, are you ready to step into your bliss? Are you able to feel joy and wonder every day? And can you be embraced by the miracle of that mystic union, that kiss of being? For God is that gift of that happiness. It's the one creator, the one great source of all. And we can call upon that force within to create the life where we can become merged with that power of God within and become whole. God wants us to be happy, not to live in misery. We each have a unique gift in life to share our visions and dreams and to believe that with God all things are possible. You have to believe in your heart of hearts that this is true, and you have to have a little faith and do with joy what you came to do. You can fulfill your potential. You have the power of that inside, you see. Your life is a palette to co-create the life you wish to be. You have that gift and that power within you, and don't let anything else distract you or bring you down. You truly can be happy. You can turn that frown upside down and put on that happy face, right, and step into your bliss. And you can open your heart right now and open it a little wider and receive the life that you want. It's just waiting. It's here right now if you can believe. So take the time to find the happiness in the simple things in life. That beauty of the sunrise. I love the power of the wind, the rain that washes away the tears, the laughter of the children, the grace which releases fear. And clear away any blocks that you have that's closed you off from love. For of course our love is the greatest gift, and we have to realize that any of the past and the pain that there exists is past, and you can call upon that Holy Spirit, you can call upon the One, you can call upon God, you can call upon the gift of the Holy Dove so that you can find the blessings of life. And the moment that you find those blessings in life, happiness can be experienced, it can be captured, it's present in a peaceful state of mind, and it can appear right here, right now. And all the riches of the world and all the accolades and the power and the fame cannot take the place of that true, true inner happiness where you can find that peace within. You know, this life is fleeting, and it's important to stop and find the time each day to appreciate your loved ones and show gratitude for the blessings that you have and that you find. You know, happiness comes in so many ways. And sometimes we don't even know that what can really make us happy is right here in the presence within our soul. So for a moment here, just take a second and breathe in happiness. Breathe in that gift of that presence within and being aware of that peace, that wonderful place where you can surrender to that happiness of the presence of God within. Allow yourself to be programmed to open a way for more joy, more happiness, more contentment, more peace in your life. Make those your goals. Share that with others. Share that peace and that happiness and that joy with others, and you'll find the greatest gift of all, that simple happiness within. I'm going to close today with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. This is a translation, and there are many. This one's from John Mark Hammer. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness tempted by false appearances, for from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. This is from the book, the subject matter today was Powerizing Happiness. Dr. Paul Leon Master's book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, has this and many other wonderful affirmations in this 130-page book. It's available at metaphysics.com, as well as information there on how you might want to follow a way to become a metaphysical minister or get your master's degree. There's a lot of other great information there that's free as well, including this lecture on this talk. If you go there to metaphysics.com, you can go there and find this lecture. If you go to Paul-Leon-Masters, and I want to make sure I got that right. That's Paul-Leon-Lectures. Metaphysics.com, Paul-Leon-Lectures. You'll find more on this. Also, by the way, this book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, is available on Amazon, as well as the first book out from Dr. Masters, which is Mystical Insights. And now he has a new one you can find there. The new one is Meditation Dynamics. And these are all wonderful gifts to get for yourself and for others. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And I have a site called Mystical Perspectives. That's mysticalperspectives.com, mysticalperspectives.com, where I have this and over 30 other lectures and talks on meditation. It's all free for the listening right there at mysticalperspectives.com. I thank you so much for taking the time to listen, and may God bless you and give you happiness always.